KLIF News Time now, 717. Months ago, gosh, I guess it's been over a year. Yeah, because we're coming up on the first anniversary of the presidential election. We talked with Donald Trump Jr. when he was helping his father campaign and kind of took him to task. And we were a little bit impressed with some of the answers he gave us. You know, whether you like him or not, at least he was very well spoken and seemed to think very clearly. He's going to be in North Texas today, Donald Trump Jr., at the University of North Texas in Denton, a highly controversial appearance. And joining us now with a preview of what's coming up out there today, Reese Waddell, editor-in-chief of the North Texas Daily. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Just fine. We were following the story when there were so many objections to the appearance by Donald Trump Jr., but apparently it's going to happen.
Yeah, it is going to happen. It's going to happen today at AT&T Stadium. Of course, he was invited to speak as a part of the Keen Speaker Series, which essentially is it's a fundraiser for the university, and the money that is raised by all these donors and boosters is going to go towards scholarships and other things like that. So it's on, and it's happening today at AT&T Stadium.
What are you expecting out there?
You know, they said last night that they aren't expecting any protests. You know, I'm not too sure as to whether or not anything is going to happen. I know there's something planned later today on the Denton Square. But, I mean, this has definitely been a divisive issue. We've seen it through all the stories that we've done on this since it happened, and they announced it back in August, actually, when they first put this on their website. They prematurely listed AT&T Stadium as the venue before the contract with AT&T Stadium was executed. So there have been several things along the way that have caused objection throughout the UNT community with students, faculty, and administration.
It always seems a little bit curious to us when students at a college object to the scheduling of a particular speaker because they don't agree with him or her politically. And, and yet there you are in a learning environment where the whole idea is to open your mind, learn to think for yourself and ask questions and make decisions based upon, good, solid information and your perspective. What do people say? What is the justification for saying that this guy shouldn't be allowed to speak?
Primarily, the objection is the students who don't agree with Trump Jr. coming in is they think that ideologically he doesn't represent the views of UNT as a whole. It's not really a secret that UNT is a pretty progressive campus. You don't have to look far to see that with the protests on campus regarding transgender rights and sanctuary cities. So the main outcry is that he just doesn't represent their views. By that same token, there are still plenty of students who agree with the decision to bring in Trump Jr. And the thing that some don't realize is this is a privately funded event. So the university can have whoever they want come speak at this thing.
And when is he going to be when is he scheduled to speak?
I'd have to look at the actual.
No, that's all right.
I believe it's 11 to 1 today, but don't quote me on that.
All right. Very interesting. Thank you very much. Maybe we can talk with you afterwards tomorrow or the next day or something like that.
For sure. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Reese Waddell, the editor-in-chief of the North Texas Daily at the University of North Texas in Denton.